Hey there, attention warriors. It's your boy Leo Weston here, back with another dose of Heal Your Attention Span, because let's face it, our brains are like overstuffed backpacks these days, overflowing with information and constantly on the verge of bursting. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once, desperately trying to keep up? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, thoughts are bouncing off each other like ping pong balls, and you can't quite focus on what matters most. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. But the good news is, we can reclaim our mental space. We can train our attention, build mental discipline, and become masters of our own minds. Today, we're diving into some daily habits that can seriously level up your focus game. Buckle up, because things are about to get real. Okay, so you want to sharpen your mental muscles? You gotta treat them like any other part of your body, with consistent training and good habits. Think about it, if you wanted to build a killer physique, you wouldn't just hit the gym once a month, right? No way. Same goes for our brains. These five daily habits are going to be your secret weapon in the battle against distraction and boredom. First up, we've got mindful mornings. Ever feel like you jump out of bed and instantly get sucked into the vortex of emails, notifications, and to-do lists? Not cool. Start your day with intention. Take a few minutes for quiet reflection, meditation, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, setting the tone for a focused day. Number 2. Tech timeouts. Our smartphones are amazing tools, but they can also be total attention vampires. Constantly checking notifications and scrolling through social media is like trying to have a deep conversation while juggling chainsaws. It's just not possible. Set designated tech-free times throughout your day. Maybe during meals, before bed, or even for an hour in the afternoon. You'll be amazed at how much clearer your mind feels when you give it a break from the digital overload. Next up, intentional activities. Remember that time you got so absorbed in a good book or movie that you lost track of everything else? That's what we're aiming for. Choose activities that truly engage your mind and bring you joy. Painting, playing music, learning a new language, building something with your hands, anything that requires focus and keeps you present in the moment. It's like giving your brain a delicious workout. Now, let's talk about single-tasking superpowers. You know how they say, multitasking is a myth? Turns out, our brains just aren't wired for it. When we try to juggle too many things at once, we end up doing everything poorly. Instead, focus on one task at a time and give it your full attention. You'll be surprised by how much more efficient and effective you become. And finally, my friends, let's not forget about sleep sanity. Think of sleep as the ultimate brain recharge session. When we get enough quality sleep, our minds are sharper, our focus is laser-like, and we're better equipped to handle the challenges of the day. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of shut-eye every night. Trust me, your brain will thank you. Okay, so imagine this. You're at work, deadlines looming, emails flooding in, phone buzzing non-stop. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, right? But then you remember those daily habits we just talked about. You take a few deep breaths, silencing the mental chatter. You put your phone on silent and focus on completing one task at a time. You savor a cup of coffee during your morning break, feeling grounded and present. By the end of the day, you're amazed by how much you accomplished, with clarity and calm. See? That's the power of these daily habits. They may seem small, but they add up to big changes in your mental discipline game. Remember, my friends, building mental discipline is a journey, not a destination. There will be good days and bad days. Moments when you feel like you're crushing it and moments when distractions win the battle. But keep showing up, keep practicing those habits, and celebrate every victory along the way. You got this. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Heal Your Attention Span. I hope you found these tips helpful. Go ahead, put them into action starting right now. If you did, share this episode with your friends, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep building this community of attention warriors together. Until next time, stay focused, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.